imposter syndrome.
Well, I know it's been a long for people out there. It's been a long day. Welcome to the program. This is If We Build It, You Will Come. I'm
Jordan. Do we have to do this right now?
Do what, Mom? Record the whole show at all?
Right now, right now. Yes. We have to do this right now.
I have plans. Yes, I don't want to do this later, after dinner. You know how you get after dinner.
Oh, you've got plans. You're Mr. Big Man around town.
I have Zoom plans with all my friends. I do. God. Ugh.
All right. Look, God. We can do it.
Do you want to introduce the show? Do you want to go back and you do that? You want to do it?
Yeah, I, this is my store, this is my show.
Okay, yeah, not for long. Go ahead. Why don't you
go ahead?
I knew it.
If we build it, you will come. If we, Jordan?
Sorry.
Welcome to the show. I'm Martha Fonda. This is If We Build It, You Will Come.
I'm Jordan Fonda.
It's my son. Yeah.
Obviously, her son. I am my mother's son, and I'm, you know, sort of the tech whiz behind all this. I was my idea. It was my, not that I'm looking for thanks, mother, but I am just saying I started this whole thing. So you're welcome.
And we've
yet
to really see any results in sales. Well, so we're, you know, at
oh, it's a slow.
We don't know
it's
if
a
it's
slow
working
burn.
Yet.
It's better than not doing anything at all during these times, Mom.
I guess. I feel like I'm busier than ever before.
Well, what's going on? I mean, I know we co-own, or sorry, I guess you own, and I work at, title of the show is title of the name of the store, which is if we build it, you will come. It's a, I mean, what do you like to, I always want to say the wrong thing, and it's like, what do you want to call it?
I started this store back in 1975 when I and my then husband, rest in peace. His name was James.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this store together. We made sex swings. We were carpenters. We used to build church pews. And then we transitioned into something a little more comfortable.
Yes. And, well, yes. Yes.
And now we you know, we sell everything from
everything.
Butt plugs to vaginal salves. Yeah. We've got everything you need for your sexual life.
We have
as well as some paraphernalia and other items. What was that, Jordan?
I just said we have a new shipment, a new what do they call it? A batch of penis candy at the front.
Yeah, we got some fresh penis candy in well, I mean, it's rainbow, which isn't really my thing, but
well,
Jordan
sure, because of
sure
course
likes it.
I love it because I'm woke. But I just want to say, woke.
Oh, you're woke, and you're also gay. I mean,
yes, I'm gay, woke. I'm woke and gay. Ugh, forget it.
I just want to finish my thought for, you know, just because I want to pay some respect to my husband, R.I.P.
Oh,
James.
Yes.
And our legacy.
James Fonda.
So we started it as just a sex swing store, and it was kind of a custom made.
This is before I was born, y'all, just to say.
A custom made boutique shop. And we, you know, times have changed. People aren't looking for. People don't have that kind of money right now. So while we do have the option and we do have some, you know, high profile clients, we mainly selling, you know, our small knick-knackery.
The knick-knackery, exactly. That's a tough phrase to say. You don't want to get in trouble. A lot of miscellaneous product because these swings are very expensive. they're obviously custom made, but these, I mean, one of these swings, I tell you, will cost you and yours, I mean, maybe upwards of $1,500. $1,000, you know, like it.
You really. Can contact us for a quote. It does depend on the materials, the time frame, and the size of the... Yeah.
We did just get a website. I just hooked us up with a website, which is where the podcast, you know, sort of comes out on. And also, you know, there's pricing and quote. You can contact us and you can do all of that at ifwebuildityouwillcome.com. Excuse me. And
Jordan, honey, I get a kick out of this. Tell them how you got inspired to make us this podcasting.
Well, I mean, besides, you know, the quote unquote pandemic or the plandemic, as I call it. Things have changed, and we don't want to get into that, but things have changed, and you know, business has slowed down. We're obviously very popular. We're a sexual hotspot, we've been told. We've been written up in several papers.
People are getting freaky.
People are absolutely getting freaky. It's quarantine freaky time. But we can only let certain people in at a time, so business can only be so good. So I, you know, was talking to my buddies and my friends and my girlfriends and my boyfriends, and I was like, listen, what are we going to do? Like, my mom and I have this sex store, and we have to figure out how to really get, you know, butts in seats, butts in plugs.
Exactly. And they, you know, I've always lived by the fact of sex sells.
Yes. But, you have a shirt. You're wearing it right now.
I wear it every day. I've got it.
Wear it every day.
The back of it says the day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's right.
I am missing Friday, though, and I got to say.
I don't know.
Jordan,
I don't looking at you. No. TGIF. I would never. No, mother. I would never steal your clothes, mother.
But you also.
Mother.
You heard that podcast, My Dad Wrote a Porno.
So I was going to say, one of my buddies was like, you should listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno. And I was like, the heck? And I listened to it.
You were like, that sounds like my life.
I was like, that sounds like, except it's my mom, R.I.P., my R.I.P. So I listened to it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like exactly what my life is like. So I was like, oh, I'll just do this. I won't rip it off, but like, I'll just do this with my mom and we'll talk about the sex store and we'll drum up audience, people, customers, you know, it can only be good. So I was like, look, let's just get a couple of mics. Let's set it up right here in the store. Let's just talk. Mother and son, you know, there's a lot to talk about. And of course, the business of it all and the sex. And look, folks out there, I do want to say, like, my mother and I are extremely, obviously, but so comfortable talking about sex and sex toys and sex whatever.
We're
cool with it. Organs.
Sexual organs.
Any kind of organs.
Sexual orgasms.
Of course. And we're learning, yes. But yes, that as well. So don't worry. This isn't going to be like a weird, kinky show. Like, we're very matter of fact. And we're very straightforward. And that's what I appreciate about you, mother.
And I appreciate you, Jordan. And I'm sorry that, you know, sometimes after a whole day at work, when you tell me, oh, we got to record this podcasting,
I know.
I don't want to do it. I want to go home. I want to eat dinner. I want to pet my cat. I want to watch my Gilmore Girls.
Your Gilmore Girls. I know.
My Gilmers.
I know. You love your Lorelai Gilmers. I know.
And I will be honest. I do not.
Please.
I do the books, and I haven't seen our numbers really going up.
It takes time, mother.
I do see our listeners going up, though.
Yes.
I do see our listeners going up.
In age.
And I am excited in age and in number. And
okay.
I'm excited for, you know, if we can turn those listens into purchases, I will be a happy mommy.
That is the goal, mommy. That is the goal. Okay? And look, it takes, especially because of the pandemic, it takes time. You get people to listen to the show, and once it is okay, you know, once we are back up and going, more people will be like, oh my gosh, I know that place because of this show. Because the name of the show and the name of the store are the same. Very important.
And if we could open up, if we could franchise and open up locations in a couple more, maybe, you know, more accessible places, I think.
Oh, malls. Oh, my gosh. Gas stations. Anywhere.
Well, really just all over Ohio, because right now we're stuck in Newport.
I know.
And
Newport.
Nobody's here. I mean, let's be honest.
No one's in Newport. That's what they used to say. And now they really mean it.
Now they mean it.
Well, there's no one in Newport. Yeah.
Because people in Newport, you know, now
stink.
Nowadays you really need a hospital nearby. Newport ain't got no hospital.
Newporn.
I'm sorry, period
at the end of a sentence. No problem, ma. Don't worry about it. We're having, and look, folks, Folks, we are after hours. We are the sign on the door. We flipped it and it says closed. We are closed. That is when we record, and that is when we bring out whatever the wine coolers
and,
or whatever.
And
it
is. The other side facing us says legs. Legs. It's kind of a fun thing we do with the.
So when we're open, you as the viewer see just legs, and it makes
draws
sense.
Them in.
Oh, just like, of course, and it's brilliant. And you, mom, you named the store, and by proxy, the podcast. And it, I just want to, I say it all the time, but, good on you. What a great title. What a great name. You really, I mean, you just,
well, along with
it's
your
impressive,
daddy,
of course,
along with your daddy, who was a religious man and is the one who got us into the pew building.
Praise
Which is
the Lord.
Why, you know,
yep.
We were very familiar with Jesus the Carpenter. We were carpenters. We listened
holes.
To the carpenters.
Yes.
And we
you
were
had holes
all
in
about,
your hands.
You know, if you build it, they will come. That's what Jesus said. And we we took that and we ran with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Because there's another reference in the movie, this is more around your time even, but the movie Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner. Do you remember that movie?
Well, I do. It's about sportses, right?
It's about sports. It's about baseballs. And James Earl Jones, I think, plays the voice of God. And
doesn't he always?
Yes. Well, he's barely hanging on. But so he plays the God in this movie, and he tells Kevin Costner on the field, he says, if you build it, they will come, meaning I think the baseball stadium, you know, the court,
like the changing,
you know,
rooms,
the dining room. Sure, yeah, you're focusing on the locker rooms. Absolutely, that's yes. So, but
the mound.
So that's the big mound, and so that's another pop culture reference to the name, which you were thinking about the quote from Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you teach a man to fish, they will build it and come. I remember it. I haven't been to church
in a
while,
do.
But
I know we have. Well, we can't go because, you know, obviously.
Well, we'll have to watch that movie. That sounds
we should watch
relatable,
it.
Relevant.
Yeah. It's a. I'm sure it holds up perfect. Mom, do you want to get into a little bit about the business of the week, like where we're at? Like, do you want to look at like some stats, some products?
Yeah.
Like, what
do
you want to do today? Like, I leave it to you. I fear being too selfish on this program, and because it's my idea, and I'm better. But I want you to make sure you have the floor and a platform, Mom.
Okay. Well, I will say this week. Starting off at the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, numbers were up. We were doing really well with that new penis candy. And we've also been doing a 2-for-1 butt plug situation.
It's
You buy one, you get two.
You buy one, you get two. So it's really 3-for-1, which I keep telling you.
Exactly. It's a BOGO situation.
We
kind of dropped towards the end of the week. TGIF.
Darn.
We numbers did drop a little bit, and I do not want to bring politics into this.
But okay.
Jordan,
be careful.
We gotta talk about your use of the word plandemic to these customers. Cause I think that's where the slope's coming in.
I have never felt more prepared for an argument in my life, mother. What about? Oh, I'm sorry. What about the word plandemic? Don't you like? And why don't you like that I wear it proudly?
Honey, the only thing I don't like about it is that it's driving people away.
Well. So be it. I mean, I want the true. I want the truth.
No.
I want the true people to come in. Okay.
This is your place of work, and beliefs, feelings do not matter at your place of work.
Okay.
The only thing that matters is turning everyday people into customers and getting them to buy our shit.
Right. No, you're right. I have such a trouble with that. Such a trouble. I have such a trouble with this, Mom, which is I wear my politics and my beliefs and opinions on my sleeve because I feel like the only way to justify that I believe them to myself is by preaching it to others.
And I wear my beliefs about the day of the week on my back.
I know.
But that doesn't stop me from talking to people. Here's the thing. I think, now you look at these numbers. Look here in my notebook.
Okay, let me see. Tiny writing. Let me see. Hold it up real close to me. Okay.
Flipping through the pages there. Oh, sorry.
Cut me. You got a paper cut my chin.
I'm sorry. Sorry, baby.
That's okay. That's okay, Mommy.
I believe these numbers are up at the beginning of the week because people want to forget about the pandemic. They want to forget about
You said it. Problems. It does roll off the tongue. You can't argue with that.
Well, I'm not bringing politics into this, but I do not disagree with the way you pronounce that word, honey.
Thank you, Mom.
And I just think that
the numbers
if
are good.
People are coming here to forget. We got to let them. Mm.
This is an oasis. We ought to treat it as such.
Exactly. We are a paradise in the middle of Newport, Ohio.
That is true. That is true. That is true. That is true. I would like to talk about some of the new, besides the penis candy in the front, best-selling, our star seller, besides that. I would love to talk about... Yeah, go.
I have a
go off,
quick
Mom.
Question about it, just because I just... Okay. I just have a question about
yes.
it, because
yes.
I haven't been at the front this week. You know, I've been in the back doing the numbers. You're
and I, of course, I'm at the front with the number clicker. Tick, tick, tick.
And
clicking
candy.
Away.
And
the penis candy. Click, click, click.
Is it
lick,
candy
lick, lick.
For, for the penis, or is it... What is it?
Okay, you didn't have another sort of an or?
Well, I mean, it could go
Here's
two
what
ways,
it is.
I guess. It's either candy for your penis or... what is it?
Okay, so it's... So, here's what it is. And I'll show you. I have some right here. I'll show you right here.
Did you pay for that?
No, no, no. This is one. This is just one for me. You know that rule? One for you, one for me. One for me, you know? One for the customer, one for me. You know that rule, Mom?
No.
Mama.
That... We gotta talk about that later. Go ahead.
Okay, I only have this one. So you see, it's shaped like a candy penis.
Oh.
But it also, it's like a ring pop for your penis. So it's a candy penis on a ring, ring pop, which you can use as a penis ring. And sort of the person can lick the penis candy off the ring on your penis.
These ain't new. I've been seeing these for years. Yep.
Have you really? Okay, you
got it. Well, they used to just call it a pink. They used to call it a penis ring pop, like penis ring pop, and that's what we used to call them. Penis candy where I come from, Cincinnati.
Right. Yeah, of course. So those are selling, but I want to talk about some of the other new products because I want to get your take on them because I obviously we don't communicate during the day because you're way in the back, I'm all the way in the front. So there's a whole store of things that are happening, and we don't even get to talk about it until now, which is another reason I wanted to even do this show, because, Mother, we simply need to talk.
We do, do believe part of the reason I'm letting us continue with this tomfoolery, this show.
Letting us.
Is because we do...
Are you letting us, or am I making you? You know, that's always the question. Go ahead.
Both.
Ugh.
I appreciate our time together because we do
appreciate you.
We do collaborate on the ordering for the
and
store.
We do collaborate.
And a lot of it is inventory I've been buying and selling for years. A lot of it, you know, I do try to branch out. I've taken some business classes. I'm trying to, you know, diversify. And Jordan, also, I let him pick out some of the stuff because he's young. He's with it. So we do. It is nice to come together once we get stuff in. Once it starts selling, you start selling it to people and talking to people. I do like our time spent on the show discussing how it's all going so that we can make informed business decisions.
That really means, and honestly, Mother, means so much to hear that from you because I'm out here. You know, I'm just trying. I'm just trying to sell. You know,
I miss
a product
it.
And live up. You miss what?
I miss being with the people.
Being in the store with the people. I know it's just not the same. You letting one person. It's really. Can we just talk about this, Mom, really quick?
Sure.
Of like, because we only allow three customers at a time. Usually, it's bustling and there's a dozen, two dozen people, and they're all looking. You can sort of hop around and be like, "Can I help you, sir?" Like, "Oh, it looks like you should get a bigger one for those. You know, you can sort of just flow your way through. But with two or three people looking at this, all this stuff, it's just like, okay, well, you like the giant underwear. It's like, now I have to completely focus on the underwear guy.
Right, right, right. The edibles underwears.
The edible arrangement.
And I
in underwear. Oh my gosh. Over the basket.
This is enlightening me because
chocolate covered pineapple.
Our sales are going down not just because of
I know
the three people thing, but I think, and you know, people afraid of a little flu. I think people
fake flu.
If you're in the store with only two other customers and one sales associate, you are thinking about, oh, what do I look like? What does he think of me? What does she think of me? That everyone can spot what I'm looking at. Whereas normally if there's a dozen, two dozen in the store, no one's focused on anybody but themselves.
Exactly. So it's a little more, customers are a little more self-conscious, which maybe they don't. So they hesitate and end up not buying as much.
Exactly.
And that's really hard. So that's, you know, I really think getting this, you know, if we can't speak to the people in the store, let's speak to people outside the store at their homes. And I do want to talk about this new toy that it's a toy. I mean, it's, you know,
toy.
It's a toy that we recently got in because it's kind of crazy, but it's an eye catcher. And I just want to know what you think about it as
a
person. A
lowercase I, capital C, like eye catcher.
Nope, that's an EYE. It's an eye catcher. That's why I put it in the window, because it is a bit of an eye catcher. If you walk by, you're like, oh, what the heck is that?
What are you talking about? Which one?
The Maleficent
doll.
Doll, sex doll.
The big, the big blow up. The big vinyl. Yeah.
Yes, the giant vinyl sex doll of Maleficent.
Yeah, yeah.
What do
How's
you think?
That going?
Oh, I mean, it's good. It's hard because it's so much about going to a sex store, I think, is about like the discreet nature of like, oh, I'll just put this in my backpack and walk out, you know, like, or like, I'll just drive home with this in my pocket and no one will even be the wiser, kind of a thing. But
Jordan, they all came deflated. Did you blow up all the Maleficent sex dolls?
So
Don't
here's
tell
where
me
I,
you blew them
here's
all
where
up.
I well, mother, here's where I made a little bit of a goof. Is I got the prototype, I blowed it up. I blew it all the way. And I was like, this is pretty freaking sexy. And the instructions said blow it up quick and don't let it deflate. Like, it was like, you better do it. So I was like, well, I got to do it to all of them. So I blew them all up and I put them all in the front window, sort of like a little Maleficent, like a gathering of the Maleficents. And I agree, or I do think that it has pushed some people away, but I think it has gained some other people.
Yeah. I do think you're right. Yeah. But
Thank
I also
you.
Think you were very wrong.
Oh, shit. Tell
I
me
think
why.
When,
yeah.
I think when they, honey, when they said, you know, do Mom. It now, do it quick, I think they were saying this one, you know.
Just
get
the one?
In her. Get inside her now.
I did that. I did that with the first one for sure.
Well, it is your buy one for you, one for them policy or whatever you
That's
made
right.
up earlier.
That's right. I didn't make it up. It's in a book.
Jordan, these were supposed to
Mom,
be.
Mom, what?
A huge selling point for us, because right now,
well,
some people
do
don't
do?
Have, some people, some especially immunocompromised people, do not have the capability
especially
to meet up with real people. And so the sex doll is really booming right now.
I know, that's why I wanted to get as many of them out there as possible, to be like, we have so many of these.
It looks like a freaking pinata store or something. Children's party store.
You think my Maleficent display looks like a Maleficent pinata party store display?
I was trying to close up earlier, and there was a young man and his daughter asking about the Maleficent pinatas, because it was her fifth birthday.
Her fifth?
And no. You know what I had to say? I had to
say,
no,
you sell
sir.
One? Oh.
Well, I did to him, but okay. Don't tell his daughter.
I would never. She's five.
I had to say, that's not a pinata, sir. It's a sex doll. Have you ever had to say that sentence before? It's hard.
No, I never have. Every time someone comes in the store, I like at least know that they know the store they're coming into. So I could never even imagine, mother, I'm so sorry. I'll take them. I'll blow them out. I mean, what do you call it? Deflate it. Deflate them all as soon as possible, except for the one. And I'll leave the crumpled other ones. I'll put them away next time. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Well, yeah. I am all for
experimenting. Sorry.
And a couple days ago, I would have said, let's see how it goes. It could be great.
Yeah.
But after the experience with the little girl, I think we got to take him down.
Okay, we got to take him down. These kids, can I just say really quick?
Sure.
These kids got to stop coming into the store. In general. Yeah. I'm not even talking about the Maleficent. I'm talking in general. Like, where are these kids coming from?
Well, you're carding people, right, Jordan? I mean, you got to be 18.
Yeah.
You're checking everybody's ID when they come in, right?
I'm carding people. I'm giving them a card when they come in that says welcome to the store, but I'm not
looking.
I mean, they showed me, I say show me the coolest thing in your wallet.
If they show you something like a movie stub, are you saying, okay, show me your 2003 driver's license?
If it's an R-rated movie, I'm saying come on in, because that's proof enough.
Okay.
That's good enough for me.
You're right.
If it's a Maleficent stub, I'm like, okay, da-da-da. But then I usually, it's like there's a line out the door. So I'm usually just like, okay, well, whatever. You probably are cool. You know, like that kind of thing.
Jordan, you gotta look at their birthday. They gotta be 18.
Shoot. They all sit, they all look 18 for sure. And I'm 20, so I feel like I know, you know, like game recognizes game, you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't let, you know, I wouldn't do what you did, which is like confront like a younger person about, you know, a scary sex doll, or, you know, like I don't feel like I would do that. You know what I mean?
All right. Jordan, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
All right.
Okay. The other.
You're mad. Look, you can be mad. It's fine.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I can't afford to be mad anymore. All right.
We are broke, y'all. We got to do something. What's the next item? You had an item you wanted to talk about? My suggestion clearly was a sore.
No, there's still time for your Maleficent buy to
no, I don't
pan
wanna...
out.
Okay. I hope so. They were expensive.
Okay. I think my order, my buy this week was those vaginal weights that you hold inside to strengthen the muscle, but they're also those little egg shakers that you see in cute little musical acts.
Like musical groups, right.
Right, so you keep it in there and you shake it.
So they're egg shakers on a string attached to what, and how does it go?
Well, they're...
Do you know?
So normally those little egg shakers and music...
No, I know that.
I was just going to say they're normally filled with like a small lentil. It's very lightweight. So
tiny
you
rice.
You easily shake it for a long time. But these are
loud sand.
Metal beads that actually are very heavy and hard to hold inside.
Oh,
and
my
that's
gosh.
That's where the exercise comes in.
And I've seen you know, before we open, before we switch the legs, or no, switch the clothes sign to the leg sign, you are just... I mean, you'll do it. Can I say you'll do it in the store? You'll just lay out a cut up garbage bag on the floor just in case, and you will just sort of do your It's called Vag Day. You'll do your Vag. You'll do your Vag work. Okay, can we say?
I do my Vag work every day. Practice
every
makes perfect.
Every day. Exactly. Exactly. And the cleanup, like a cinch. Not even a problem. I just come in and I just
warm
gather
water.
It up.
Warm water and soap. After you're done.
Warm water.
How are they selling? What are you seeing? What are you talking about?
Mom, they are flying off the shelves. These really? Egg shaker, these pushy.
Pussy pushers?
These pussy. Shoot. Shoot, Mom.
You can do it.
These. I'm spitting. These pushy pushers are flying off the shelves.
And for being so heavy, it's kind of crazy how fast they're just
flying.
They're
so heavy. I know. I know. One lady came up to me with 10 pushy pushers pussy in her cart.
She fit them all in her hands.
I know. I know. She had 10 in her cart. And I said, ma'am, do you need some help? Like, do you need me to call a car?
You carry him to her car for her?
I carried him to a Lyft for her.
You called a car and carried them to the car.
Yeah.
For her.
Well, I also need to talk to you about our Lyft and Uber receipts because so many people are buying too much things that they can't carry and they didn't drive here. So I do end up having to call so many cars for all these people, the pussy pushers, all of it. And it.
Are you?
We got to really talk about it because it was fine for a while, but it's kind of getting a little bit of a. And my score is low. Our score is low.
Okay. So you're. How are you charging these people after the ride?
You charge before. It's the credit card, the company store, the store card is hooked up, and you order it for them, and you tell them, they tell you where they're going, where they live, so you have all their addresses, which is great in case, you know, they write a bad review.
Well, we can get mailers out to them. We can get our ads out. That's good.
We
good
can
job.
Get ads out. Or if they, like I said, do a bad review, you can, like, you know where they live, so you can, like, go, you know. On Halloween, it's like you can kind of like go do whatever. You know, like there are days when it's like, oh, it would be a shame if, like, you know, all your windows were gone or like whatever it is. Like you can like scare people if they like are mean to you. So it's nice that we have all their addresses in the apps, you know. But I am I'm forking a lot out because a lot of people are buying these heavy products, Mom.
But I thought you said you get the total at the beginning and then you would charge them for it. Are we paying for all these rides?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, but it's credits. You know, it's all going to come back as credit. You know, it's pay it forward. You know, it's like we pay. They pay us for the products. We pay to get them home. We get credits and points for the Lyft.
What are
or the
credits?
Whatever.
What are you talking about?
Just points for the car. Mom, I'm woke. I know what I'm talking about. You get points. Point car. Uber points.
No.
Yes. And I'm telling you, either way, we need to call them because it's getting a little bit out of hand. And I'm sorry
to
tell you
before
tonight.
Yeah, I know, because that's real money just because it's on your credit card.
No, it's not. No, it's car. It's gas miles. It's miles. It's all miles.
I don't think you know what you're talking about, Jordan.
Uber is all miles, Mom. You got to know this. You need to just Google it. Can you look it up for once?
Okay.
Oh, God.
We do need to talk about this. You were right to bring this up. You are making no sense. You are a dumb ass millennial who doesn't understand how money works, Jordan.
Mother.
Sweetie.
On the show, you're going to do
this? I can't believe I raised such a dolt. A dolt. You're being a real dolt.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. So you would rather a poor woman buy 10 vaginal weights that she can't even lift herself, and she walked here from home, and you're going to say, she deserves to walk. If you can't carry them home, you can't get them. You're going to tell me that.
This is what you would say, Jordan, as an experienced sales associate.
Oh, I would love to hear this.
Your entire life.
I would love to hear this.
And you would say, ma'am, I noticed that these are quite heavy, and you're telling me that you don't have a car. Why don't you go on home? I'm going to leave these back here in the back with your name on them. They're paid for. You can come and pick them up whenever you want.
You're in the back doing your crazy exercises all the time. How am I supposed to go into the back and be like, oh, they're safe here? No one wants to go in the back. to the DVD section because you're doing all your exercises, Mom.
Do you think I sit in the back all day long and
I don't see you at the front?
I am doing the Lord's work back there, Jordan. I am doing our checkbooks, our credit. And you know what? Things have been a little wonky lately, and I think it's because of all the Ubers.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, look, I would love to see these receipts and how they stack up to
you
everything
else.
You
have the receipts. They're in your app.
No, I know. I will print out the app receipts for you, okay? I will, okay. You know what? No more Ubers. No more Ubers for customers. I guess I'll just...
Yeah.
I guess I'll just not do that anymore. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Fine.
Yes.
That is
right.
Okay. Great.
Perfect.
I hope, I hope you can carry everything else just in your hand and don't care about helping the customers always right. I guess the customer's never right, okay? I guess so.
No.
No. I guess so.
No.
I worked
in retail my entire life, and never ever before has a store been responsible for how people get their products home.
That's not... If we had a delivery service, Mom, that would be different. The Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond has all kinds of delivery options.
Well, their products are furniture.
But our products are heavy-weighted sexual toys. Have you sold one sex swing, Mother, in the past 2 years? Tell me truly.
I told you I couldn't afford to get angry. I feel my heart bursting out of my chest.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I gotta take my medicine.
Oh, please. Oh, God. She has to inject herself in her neck.
All right, hold on.
Oh, okay. Do you need my help? Just for the record, folks, I always offer to help, and she never wants it. Do you want help this time?
I don't need help. Okay. I've never needed help.
She's so bad at it, folks. All she needs is another set of hands, but she's going to try it herself. Here she goes.
Ooh. She's a squirter.
Ugh.
Hand me that. Hand me that tissue.
That's what we almost called the store. The tissue? Here. Here's one tissue for you.
All right, thanks. Listen.
Wow.
I'm glad you asked.
Your vein is... Mom, it's enormous. Okay, go ahead.
Don't act like you ain't never seen it.
Well, all right. Okay. Say your piece. You have to...
You're just doing that for the show. You're not grossed out. You're just trying to be cool for the show.
No, I'm really... That's really does not look... You keep... Oh, I don't think the vein you're putting it in is the right vein that it's supposed to be in, because this looks bad. Big and red and bad.
You don't think I'm supposed to put a syringe in my carotid artery?
No, Mom, no.
All right, I'm going to just hold this. I'm just going to hold this here on my neck. Oh,
okay, fine. Here, put this candy. Take this penis candy. Put it in.
It's a bit sopped. Hand me another one.
Here you go. Take a couple, okay?
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Stop it in. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I have some big news, Jordan, and I wasn't going to do it on the show.
Okay.
But you asked, and we've got time.
I did? Here we go.
You asked how many sex swings I've sold.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I did.
In 2020, the answer was zero.
Okay.
But I got a call today, Jordan, and I have an order for a custom deluxe premiere.
No.
Original one-of-a-kind Martha Fonda sex swing.
That's an original request. Mother, from who? From who?
I have not been given the...
Oh, my God.
The name for the order, but I was called by an assistant.
Oh, my God. Did they say anything helpful?
The delivery address, let's just say, is on Pennsylvania Avenue. This is one of the best
meaning,
days of my...
Mother,
oh my
are
God.
You meaning
oh my
to
God.
Tell
hand,
me?
Hand me another. Hand me another.
Oh, my God. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Take
the
bowl. Take the bowl. Take the bowl.
Okay. All right. Oh. Okay.
Ugh. Oh, you're spitting.
No, hand me that roll of paper towels.
Okay. No problem. I'll pitch it to you like... Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Are you meaning to tell me
I'm just going to put pressure on it, but go ahead.
Put pressure on it. Do you want me to hold your neck tight with both of my hands around the sides?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? I will do it to help stop the bleeding. I will definitely do that for you if you want.
No, this happens all the time. Okay.
Do you mean to tell me that you think that the Biden family has ordered, you're sticking your tongue out and you're doing like a surfer like wavy sign, meaning like, yes, you think the Biden administration ordered a customs swing from us?
If we build it, they will come. If we build it, the whole country will come.
Very. That's what I want for the country.
Me too, baby.
I hope so. That's why you're my mama.
You are leaking like a hose, mom. Oh, I am. It's fine.
It's not fine. It's not even blood. I don't even know what that is supposed to be.
It's plasma.
Oh, you should donate that.
Well, I clearly don't. I'm not going to have much after.
I donated my plasma TV, and I got nothing for it. That's a joke I've been thinking about for a long time.
You donated it. No one's going to give you money for a donation.
You're right. I got to workshop that part. I got to workshop it.
Say it again, honey.
All right. I'll say it again. I donated my plasma TV. And they sent it back? I don't know, Mom.
How many inches?
Mom. 42, 72, dude.
42, 72? That's a big one.
It's a 42 inches wide, 72 inches tall.
It's just a giant phone.
Jane Fonda. Wait.
Jordan and Martha Fonda. I'm getting dizzy, baby.
I know. We're going to have to... Here, I'm going to just tip you over a little bit and sort of put this bucket underneath you so we can at least drain... At least use this for research later, because I think you might... This might be it for you, Mama.
Something feels hot in the throat.
Mama, I just want to say... If this is it, if this is the last, I just want to say... You mean the world to me, and... Owning this sex shop, sex swing shop with you has been the honor of my lifetime, and I promise I will carry on your legacy.
Baby, I don't think I'm going, but I'm also known to be
in a deep
state of denial, so it's hard.
Yeah,
to
that's
tell.
True. Fair. How do you how you feeling,
lost,
Mama?
I've lost feeling in my upper half, and I have to say, if I do go. This shot means the world to me, and you need to carry it on.
I will do it, Mama. I was going to say, your lower half is going absolutely crazy, even though your top half is lost feel. Your legs are going...
Twitching.
Twitching wild, Mama.
You got to get me to a hospital, baby. Can you stop this thing?
I think, take one of these candies. Take a couple of these candies, Mama.
What am I supposed to do?
Close your mouth. Eat them up, Mama.
Why?
Yeah, close up. It's time, Mama. You gotta put more candies in your mouth, Mama.
I don't want that.
But Mama, I'll put them in my mouth then, Mama.
Okay, well, you gotta call me one of your Ubers. I gotta get to the next town over and get to my hospital.
I have a 1-star review, Mama. They're not gonna come, Mama.
All right, well, look, take my phone.
Okay.
Take your giant plasma TV and connect my phone and put a new Uber on.
Ugh. Okay, new Uber. Okay, let me look it up. Okay, it's on its way. Mama, it's on its way. Don't you go on me, Mama. Don't you, God, don't you.
Jordan.
Her neck. Oh, huh.
Jordan.
Huh?
If you build it, they will.
No. Say come, Mama. Say come. Mama, say come. Mama say, Mama say, Mama say, come. Oh no, that's it. That's it. I gotta start from the ground up. Okay, Jordan Fonda, this is your time. All right, folks, until next time, we're gonna have to start all over again. I'm gonna make this shop what I always wanted to be. Disney's Maleficent, a bunch of other stuff, penis candy, folks. This is my time. This is my calling, passion. I gotta go. Okay. Goodbye. Hello, and thanks for listening to the show that was If We Build It, You Will Come with Jordan and Martha Fonda.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. Ooh. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday so you can meet them all, listen to them, get to know them, worship them. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Speaking of worship.
Honestly, wouldn't mind if we had a little bit of fan worship. do follow us as well on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy. And peace be with you.
Speaking of worship.
This has been a Cook Rap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.